Concho with Anna DeBlancis right here, 720 WGN. Anna off today. Justin Kaufman.
In.
Not quite as pretty, but
I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt. If you saw me in a tank top, if you saw me in where I could show off a little bit more of the arm.
Yeah.
You know, like that's really my
strength.
I think
less skin is better.
Less? Yeah. You think so?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, I mean.
Less skin, by the way, was my radio name back in the late 90s. All right, here we go. Stand by. Here's the moment. I want to bring in all seriousness and with great appreciation for joining us, the great Ed Olczyk. Edzo has been suffering from and battling colon cancer now for the last number of months. A shocking diagnosis for all of your fans. And, you know, obviously for you as well, if you don't mind, we'll get to where you are now, which is pretty incredible because you are going to be in the broadcast booth now for the Hawks for a couple of games. But let's talk a little bit about when you found out and how you found out and what your initial thoughts were there.
Well, Ro, it's nice to be with you, and I appreciate you having me on this afternoon. It came as a complete shock to, to us as a family and obviously me as a individual where, you know, all of a sudden I just, got this bad pain in my lower stomach and, kind of typical hockey player, typical guy, just kind of shake it off and, I'm going to be okay. And, next thing you know, I couldn't go to the bathroom for a day or two and, tried to do what I could and nothing would happen. And next thing you know, I got violently sick and I find myself in a hospital and they're telling me that I have a blockage in my colon and, there's a tumor there. And I mean, just everything just kind of came to a screeching halt. And I couldn't be more thankful for the Blackhawks support in all this. I mean, Rocky Wirtz, John McDonough, Jay Blunk, John McDonough in particular, Jay Blunk with the calls, the visits, the texts, the emails, the, inviting me to a game a couple of weeks ago. Dr. Michael Terry, who has been the captain of my team with the physicians over at Northwestern, Dr. Reichem, Dr. Strong, and Dr. Mulcahy. And when they tell you that you have cancer, you take a deep breath and first thing I did was, how is this going to affect my family? How is this going to affect, my life? And know that I'm one of, unfortunately and sadly, row millions and millions and millions of people that have this disease.
Can I ask you, Ed, because we're about age and a lot of people think that we're actually related.
Sure.
Yeah. The we're not.
Must,
I wish
must
I
would. It must be the hair, Ro.
Yeah, must be. Yeah, but were you going in for your colonoscopy
actually,
and all that?
I was not. Actually, I was not. I had one scheduled for November. I just turned. My birthday was a couple of weeks shy. I was a couple of weeks shy of my 51st birthday when I, when I got the news that that I had colon cancer, and I was scheduled for a colonoscopy. And look, I've had enough quiet time the 3 months to last me a lifetime. I mean, I've thought a million times over and over, how did I get this? I mean, I learned through the pathology report that it was not DNA generated, which was probably the biggest thing that was hanging over my head for the 5 days to get the pathology report, because it was just the one first thing I thought of was, I just hope that I didn't pass this on to my kids. That was the one thing that was just killing me.
And, so you're very, very, very relieved by that and whatever relief
without,
one can have.
Without a doubt. And I mean, I absorbed this somehow. And I asked the obvious question, Ro, was, like I said, I had this lower pain in my lower left side. And I'm thinking, over the years, okay, I had this pain, but it went away and there was nothing there and everything was fine. And, and then and all of a sudden then the pain was there and it wouldn't go away. And then obviously, they found the tumor in my lower colon. So I had 14 inches of my colon removed, the tumor as well. And, it's just been, just one of those things where you got to listen to your body, you got to listen to yourself. And then when we did get the pathology report, they just, I asked the question, how did I absorb this? I take 180 flights a year. I go through x-ray machines at the airport. I wear my phone on my hip. I put my computer on my lap. You're just beating yourself up trying to think, how in the hell did I get this? And, the doctor said, look, it's just, chromosomes, enzymes, everything. I mean, just somehow you absorb this gene. And it's nothing really that you did. It's just something that, unfortunately, you caught it like a lot of other people. And And look, I know there are many, 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 many people that are way worse off than I am, and I understand that. And my biggest goal here, Ro, is to help inspire one person the rest of my life. And I'm trading in 6 months of chemo for hopefully 50 years more on this earth. And if I can help one person somehow, whether they get checked early, whether they, you know, they recognize something, you know, me getting to work earlier maybe than I should, whatever it is, I'm hoping if I can help one person, if I can pass that on, and then they pass it on, and so on and so on and so on, then maybe we can help, you know, we can help somebody even going through it. And that to me is my ultimate goal, is that I want to try to help one person over the rest of my life, is whether to keep them away from going through this, because it's been absolute hell. And anybody out there that has been touched by this or seen somebody go through it, they know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it is absolute, it's poison, and it's brutal, but you got to have belief. You got to have family. And I've been, my wife has just been, an absolute trooper. I don't know how she's done it. But she has been the backbone with my mom and dad and my kids, my brothers, and like I said, my family and friends. And I can't thank the Blackhawks enough again for their incredible support every day. And, like I said, I've been to places, Ro, that I never thought that I would be over the course of the last 3 months. And the mental, the mental challenge with going through this is I can take all the side effects. They're not fun, but the mental part of it to me is the greatest challenge, because you just find yourself drifting in the places that you just don't know. And hopefully I'll be able to become better for it and help somebody else down the road.
Hey, Eddie, Justin Kaufman here.
Hi, Justin.
Hi. You know, you talk about the mental part of this, and being a professional athlete and someone who played at such a high standard and throughout your whole entire career, how does being a former athlete help and prepare you for a challenge like this when it comes to your treatment and your recovery?
Yeah. It's a tremendous question, Justin, and I think it's creature of habit, it's routine, it's consistency, it's okay, practice at 11, pregame meal at 1, in my pajamas at 1:30, take a pregame nap, get in the car, fight the traffic, get down to the game, do my job, and go home. I mean, I just think that the routine that I'm in my prior life of being a player and a coach and obviously now a broadcaster helps me with my treatments. And I'm on a 6 month cycle. I go every 2 weeks. I take chemo 48 hours. And then, you know, I have my, I have my down days after the chemo, and then hopefully I have more good days than I do the rough days. But
now you're in your fourth,
I'll be in my fourth treatment on Monday.
So you're just finishing up your third. These are, and you time, this is the most amazing thing, if I have this right, at least this is what I read today, that you, you're getting maybe five, six good days at the end of the, the sort of like the ninth, 10th day along the way here.
That's correct.
And you timed this back-to-back game. They've got the Hawks in St. Louis on Wednesday night, and then they're back home here on Thursday night, and you timed that for your good days.
Yeah. Well, the schedule was well out before I got my news on August the 4th at 7:07 p.m. The way that because I had that 5.5 hour surgery, Roll, so I had to build up enough strength and let everything kind of settle in with the surgery to get the strength up to be able to take the chemo. So it just happened that, I started my chemo on September 11th, and we go every 2 weeks. And I think for me, of looking at the clock and then looking at the calendar and then, looking at the month and thinking, gosh, the middle of February seems like forever, And again, I mean, my philosophy, my goal is I'm trading in 6 months for 50 years. And yeah, it's going to be hard, and I'm going to miss a lot of hockey and going to miss a lot of horse racing, but I got to do what I have to do. But it just happened to be where the first two treatments were pretty rough. The second one was extremely rough, and I ended up getting blood clots at the end of my treatment too. And that kind of put a real damper on the 2 weeks, because, I kind of feel like I have 7 or 8 days of hell, and then I have 5 or 6 days of freedom where at least I can you know, be out and at least have some sort of normalcy. And I just, I'm a very goal-oriented type person, Ro. And at the start of the year, when I started my treatments, I have this, you know, I have this big black X on every Monday that I have treatment scheduled. And I have my schedule for NBC. I have my schedule with the Blackhawks. And by the way, both the Blackhawks and NBC have been incredible. And they, I have an open canvas. So if there's a day maybe that I feel good, as they say, hey, the chair is there and we're going to make it available for you. So I just, I looked at the calendar in short-term goals and also through this 6 months. And it's like, okay, well, you know, maybe if I feel good, I could do these games. And, you know, my daughter is graduating from Alabama in the middle of December. And, you know, you got Christmas coming. And then, you know, you got, so I've highlighted certain areas to help get me that carrot, you know, that carrot at the end of the line. And I think that I thought this was aggressive. And this decision really wasn't made. I talked to John McDonough about this a couple of weeks ago. And I said, you know, I really want to get back. And he said, look, it's your call. You know, it's how you feel. And if it's last minute, it's last minute. If it's 5 days before, it's 5 days before. And I got to the weekend and, you know, I felt like I was gaining some traction and I was feeling better than I had been. And I want to take advantage of feeling good and taking advantage of being able to do what I love to do. And I think this is going to be great for the soul. I really do. Yeah. I mean, and look, I might disappear for 4 or 5 minutes during these games because I'm either in the bathroom or I'm not feeling good. But I think for me, it's just the opportunity I couldn't be more grateful for. And I said this before, Ro, is that I don't think there'll be enough time on this earth for me to thank everybody. I mean, I've gotten cards, I've gotten emails, I've gotten calls, I've had fans get my cell number and leave me messages that I have no idea who they are, but they just wanted to extend an olive branch and say they're wishing me well. And I mean, I get mass cards in the mail. I'm just absolutely overwhelmed. And Ro, you know, our broadcast on TV with the great Pat Foley is like, we do a lot of shout outs. Like we like to, recognize people that maybe aren't feeling well or going through a difficult time, or somebody gets married, and you know, like that's part of our shtick. Like we think that's very important, and I always knew how important it was.
And now you really know.
Now all of a sudden, the skate's on the other foot, and I'll tell you what, it makes you feel really good, and I couldn't be more proud to have that support, and I'm very, very thankful, and I'm very lucky.
Enzo, thank you for sharing all this with us. Cannot wait to hear you back in the broadcast booth tomorrow and on Thursday. And we wish you the best. I know if there's anybody who can make it through this, who's got the discipline and the charge to do it, it's you and your family and all the people who love you around you. And I include myself in that group. So we want you back, and we'll do whatever it takes to get you.
Thanks, Ro, Justin. Appreciate everybody. Thanks, at GN has been, GN Radio has been terrific. At GN TV, you know, NBC Sports Chicago. Like I said, I don't think I'll ever be able to, but I'm going to try. Trust me. People might get sick of me thanking people over the course of my
that's all right.
the rest of my lifetime, but I figure if I can sit in that chair with the great Pat Foley for another 25 years, I think I'd be able to thank everybody that personally reached out to me, and it means a lot. And I'm sure it's going to be an emotional couple of days, but it's well worth it. And again, I can't extend the old checks. Thank you to everybody that is.
Well, you've earned it.
Said a prayer, reached out for us, and we're very, very thankful.
All right, Eddie, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man.
Okay, Ro, see you, Justin. Have a great day.
Thanks, all right, Eddie Olchek, you can check him out tomorrow night on NBCSN, actually, with Doc Emmerich. He's got a doctor in the booth with him. That's good. All right, Violetta Pydermatic, what a great guy Eddie is, and this is really, it was a blow to his obviously to himself and his family and fans, but this is, if there's any guy who can do it, it's Ed Olchek. All right, Violetta?